From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Residents of Miami Beach, Surfside, and Bell Harbor Village are being asked to avoid some waterways and reduce water use after three sewer line breaks this week. Monday night, contractors accidentally hit a 42-inch line just north of Lincoln Road. That break also increased flows in other parts of the system, causing two more breaks yesterday morning. Officials are asking people to limit water use, like taking shorter showers and running shorter dishwasher cycles, to prevent more stress on the system. The city issued a no-contact advisory warning people not to swim or even touch the bay water near Miami Beach or the water in the western portion of the city's waterways. And we will keep you updated on this. Florida lawmakers could finally get moving on finalizing a state budget this weekend. The budget is the only bill the state legislature must absolutely pass each year. Senate President Bill Galvano says negotiations have been held up due to disagreements over how much leeway to give nurses and how to dole out pay increases to teachers.
We're working through those. We're getting it together. And the thing about the budgets, when you have a little bit of divide on GR, the federal match exacerbates it. So as we come closer on those type of things, they'll come together.
GR stands for General Revenue. Other sticking points include whether to keep the state's tourism marketing agency, called Visit Florida, whether to grant state workers pay raises, and considerations on how much to spend on affordable housing. A new art exhibition in Miami highlights the role of nannies through a series of paintings. The Nanny Series is showing at the Miami Urban Contemporary Experience Campus, or MUSE, in Little Haiti, and it touches on themes around domestic work and the labor of women of color. Sophie Wong is a visual artist from Miami. She's showing her work in the exhibit.
There's a lot of abuse and underpay to the domestic worker, and a lot of them are Black and immigrants, and they needed a voice too. So I did three pieces in the show that kind of created a dialogue with that.
The Nanny Series is up through April 22nd. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.